Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 317. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a track from Tuft Hunter. That's the new project from Peter Manchaloff. And the song is called The Wrong Girls, and it features Pam Berry on vocals. Those names should mean something to you. Peter was, of course, in Tallulah Gosh and Heavenly, and Pam Berry is in was in Black Trampolines, as well as other bands, both very much luminaries in the early days of indie pop, and showing they can do it just as well today as they did back then. The new album is called Deep Hits. It is self-released and came out a little earlier this year. Each track features a different vocalist, but most of them I'm sure you will know if you're familiar with the twee and indie pop genre. If you're not, well, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. Not that that's what this is all about, but yeah, it's a lot about that. I got lots of music for you this week. I should stop talking and start playing. I got a track here from I'm from Barcelona. The song is called Benjamin.
I wanna go where I have never been. I'm just about to. I wanna go where I have never been. I'll see you in the summertime if we can drift together.
goodness, we just ripped through that set, didn't we? Starting off with I'm from Barcelona with the track Benjamin. That's on the band's album Growing Up is for Trees, which came out March 25th on Warner Music, the band out of Link Shopping in Sweden. I love the band's first album. It was a 2006 release, and I hadn't heard anything from them since. I saw this, and I picked it up and said, oh, a follow-up. Turns out this is their fifth album, and I missed three albums in the middle. I don't know how the three albums in the middle are, but this one just isn't as good as the debut. So if you know those middle three albums and they're really good and they sound like the first one, let me know. I'll pick them up and we'll give I'm from Barcelona another shot. This album's fine. It just doesn't do a whole lot for me. Following up with that was Storm Away from Oxford in England, the song Get Low off the album Boxy, which came out yesterday, April 13th in the UK at least, on Cooking Vinyl Records. Again, a band that I loved their 2010 debut. I hadn't heard anything from them since, picked up this new album, and turns out it's their third. I missed their second. And this third one, again, kind of dull. Doesn't strike me. It's good. Musically, it's wonderful, but it just doesn't have any sort of edge, and musicality is not enough for me, I suppose. So how's that second album? Let me know. And then we wrap the set up there with Evans the Death with the song Bad Year, and that is on the album Expect Delays, which came out March 10th of this year on Slumberland or Fortuna Pop, depending on which side of the pond you are on. That album came highly recommended, but it just doesn't do anything for me either. So there we go. Three songs, all of them fine, all of them good, but just not that interesting. Maybe you disagree, drop me a note and let me know. But kind of that's how it works with the podcast. It's simple. Every week I get new music, and I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We don't have much time, so let's jump into another track here. I'm going to jump back to 1979 for this one. This is The Directions with Three Bands Tonight.
Now, 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 now show. Oh yeah, it's alright, 'cause the beer has arrived and everybody's happy now. So now, stage clothes on, we're gonna show them that we really mean it. Now the TV sells the papers, they wanna take their money and go. We were the only band, prepared to go.
So fair, be so cruel.
revolve around you. How could something so fair be so cruel when this black sun
We made a jump between those two tracks, didn't we? But hey, don't blame me. None of this is planned out. There's no themes. You know how this works. That was Death Cab for Cutie with the song Black Sun. That's on the new album Kintsugi, which was released on Atlantic Records back on March 31st. Band, of course, based out of Bellingham, Washington, or born out of, I should say. Who knows where they live now. That album is fine. It's a good album. It's a nice return for the band. Last week we heard from Modest Mouse. This week, Death Cab for Cutie. And then next week, we have a new album from Built to Spill, so it's the 90s all over again. Before that, we heard from The Directions with the song Three Bands Tonight. That came out originally in 1979, though I just picked that up on Millions Like Us, the story of the mod revival 1977 to 1989, released on Cherry Red Records. Interesting thing about that is back in, I don't know, whenever the early 90s, I was on Napster like everyone else, hunting for rare mod records, or any mod records to be exact. I probably downloaded that one back then. And then years later, I was in Amoeba Records in San Francisco and picked up this 3-CD compilation called like the Mod Box. So I got that, and then, hey, that had that song on it as well. And then I got this new 4-CD compilation that just came out, Millions Like Us, and I've listened to the first two discs, and that's my favorite track of the first two, but after kind of rating every song on there, or, you know, tagging the ones that I really liked, I looked back over the favorite tracks from this new 4-CD set, and there's absolutely none that are my favorites that weren't already favorites included from maybe all the way back in those Napster days. So maybe it's a genre that has been heavily mined, let's say that. But oh well, let's go ahead and wrap things out here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock, podcast number 317. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or you can find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar here, let's see, we've got Mountain Goats are playing tonight at the House of Blues in Boston. I am not there because no one invited me, and I wasn't going to go. I don't know. I don't like big venues. That's the problem. So we'll just leave it at that. On the 16th, Sounds of Satellites are playing at El Torian, and the 17th, Days of Struggle at El Torian. Lots of Record Store Day festivities on the 18th, and I will be at Mills. Or actually, I won't, because I'm going to be at the Grand Canyon on vacation. But if I were in Kansas City, I would be at Mills. But go to whatever local record store in your area. They're probably having lots of shows and celebrate that one. On the 21st, Sufjan Stevens is playing the Midland in Kansas City. On the 22nd, Speedy Ortiz is playing the Sinclair here in Boston. I need to go to that show. I need to talk to somebody, get me on the list. So reach out if you would like me to take pretty pictures of Speedy Ortiz, because I would like to take pretty pictures of Speedy Ortiz. The 24th through the 25th, Middle of the Map Fest in Kansas City. Lots of bands there. I haven't figured out how I'm going to see them or which ones those will be. The 24th, X-Hex is playing at Great Scott here in Boston. The 28th, Slater Kinney at the Uptown in Kansas City. On the 9th, Hatebreed at the Riot Room. On the 10th, Moonspell at the Riot Room. On the 13th, Waxahachie at the Sinclair here in Boston. I think I can make it to that show. On the 15th, Too Much Rock will be releasing its next single in the single series. I can't tell you what it is yet, because there's a press outlet in Kansas City that's going to run a big feature soon. But then I'll tell you who it is. But for now, just know that Friday, 15th of May, show up at Mills Record for the new Too Much Rock single launch party. On the 16th, Anal Nakarath, I don't know what that is, whatever, black metal band playing at the Riot Room, and that should be entertaining, actually. The 17th, Anti-Flag at the Record Bar. The 21st, The Business is playing with Uncouth at the Riot Room. The 24th, Insepharum at the Brighton Music Hall. Get your folk metal on. The 31st, Speedy Ortiz at the Riot Room in Kansas City. And that takes us to the end of May, and that should be enough for now. A couple of new things popped up on the website last week. Review of the Swearing at Motorists, DCTV, Josh Bewinger, and Schwervon show that happened. And I've got photos and video up of the Jeremy Anik, El May, and Field Effects show from TT the Bears last week. No account of that show up yet, but I think it's coming. It's mostly written, but there are photos and video up now. So check those out on the Too Much Rock website. I am already out of time, but I've got one track left for you. This is a track by Adna. She is, I think, from Gothenburg. If not, she's moved since then. The song is called Living, and it's on that new album, Run Lucifer. It's her second album, released on Despots Records. March 20th, I think, is when this one came out. It's just a fantastic album, and I feel this so much, and I feel her last album so much, and I don't know why, because it's not really something I listen to normally, but there's just something pretty pretty intense and emotional, and I don't connect to it, so it's good. Let's end things with there. And this is Adna with the track Living. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
to leave my home past.